focus on the two main topics we want to cover today, Elliot. So I know your dad is an investor.
That's right.
He works in finance. So you guys must have been following closely Alibaba's IPO, right?
Yeah, we're definitely paying close attention.
所以他们前几天呢，就是马云到美国去做路演了。路演英文是什么？
It's a roadshow.
一个 roadshow， 这个是 financial term， 对不对？ Mm-hmm. 金融行业的名词。So a roadshow is basically when a company that's going to go public 就是上市啊、
right.
The founders 然后、management team needs to present the company's vision to institutional investors、
mm-hmm.
他们这个路演呢在美国这次是在那个纽约的 Waldorf Astoria 就是一个历史很悠久很高级的酒店然后去的呢这些投资者不是说你一个小股民散户就能去的都是我们说的机构投资者
Right, some institutional investors、
So who are these institutional investors?
These might be investment banks. They might be some kind of large-scale funds that are looking to add this stock to their portfolio.
对，就是你刚刚说 investment bank, 投行，对不对？投资银行，然后还有一些 funds, 基金。那在中国呢，我们很多人关注的就是，哇，马云的英语那么好。Because they made a special video for this roadshow. 然后这个 video 里面马云都是说英语的。
Hello, I'm Jack Ma, founder and chairman of Alibaba Group. 15 years ago, 18 founders in my apartment had a dream that someday we can build up a company that can serve millions of small business.
Today, this remains our mission.To make it easy to do business anywhere.
So Elliot, you know Jack Ma,
right?
是我们中国一个明星级的一个创业者啊，现在已经很成功了。The founder, 公司的创始人。He was actually an English teacher in a university.
I'd heard that before.
所以他的英文很好，大家也没有什么好 surprise 的，对吧？他那个视频我看了，看了以后就觉得哇，好感动哦。It really moves you. 因为他就是用一个很个人的角度，在英文里面我们说。Personal narrative,、对不对？用一个个人的一个视角去说，虽然是很大的公司 ，but how it has changed people's lives across China. 然后马云他那个视频一开始他就说啊，我是 Jack Ma, I'm the founder, 创始人 and chairman, 董事会主席 of Alibaba. 然后他就说 ，15 years ago, 18 founders in my apartment had a dream. 就是说15年前他们18个合伙人有一个梦想，
mm-hmm.
就是要做一个这样的东西来改变人。们的生活 improve people's lives 然后他里面也说到就是说 we fight for the little guy 我们 little guy 在这里就是说一些很平常很平凡的人
right
他还有一个中文的 slogan 说让天下没有难做的生意 we want to make it easy to do business anywhere 然后后来在 video 里面他也说 Alibaba has very humble beginnings
and that means that it just comes from nothing comes from just a very average situation
对 humble 有一个意思是很谦虚但是英文里这个说法就是 humble beginnings 就是说你刚开始的时候是一无所有你是白手起家对不对
right, right.、
然后呢 from very humble beginnings Alibaba is now the largest e-commerce site in the world 世界上最大的一个电子商务网站啊 e-commerce site 然后他说 Alibaba has come a long way
means that it has gone from this very humble beginning、to being this huge company
所以你一定要是从 humble beginnings 到最后成功才可以说 I have come a long way 吗还说你一直没成功但是你也熬了很多年 Can you still say I have come a long way
不一定是像 Alibaba 那么的有成功 Maybe it's just you know you had great success in a class You knew nothing when you started But now you are very knowledgeable
但是现就是说 To come a long way 还是说你最后有一点成功有一点 achievement 才可以用对不对
Definitely
那最后呢 When he ended the videoHe had a very classic, 很经典的一句话 quote, 然后也是在中国 social media 上面转的很多的。他说 ,Today is difficult, tomorrow is also difficult, but the day after tomorrow is beautiful. 你笑什么不是讲得很好吗 ?Don't you think so?
It's a great phrase.
对今天很艰难明天也很艰难但是后天你说的未来 the future is beautiful, 是美好的啊。
Sounds like he really believes in the future.
对所以 the day after tomorrow 就是后天。中文里面还有大后天，但是英文你们就不说，就是
I think we would just say 2 days after tomorrow.
Tomorrow, OK. 那么前天，顾名思义就是 the day before yesterday,、
right.
对不对？好，那阿里巴巴这个我们就讲到这儿。现在大家都是很期待，就是 when would it actually go public? 什么时候要上市？然后呢，当然我们都很熟悉一个英文的缩写 IPO。然后如果你看一些英文媒体呢，就会说 a company, 比如阿里巴巴 files for IPO,、mm-hmm. 对不对 ？File for something 就是你要做出这个申请，要填一大堆的资料啊什么的，启动这个程序。那 Elliot, what does IPO stand for?
It stands for initial public offering.
Initial 最初的
，right?
Public 公共的、mm-hmm. offering。给你一样东西、yeah. 就是公开股票的募集对吧首次股票公开发行
Exactly、
一个 IPO 好我觉得这件事情呢对于中国人来说也是非常 exciting 的因为我们有网络然后就过这个 e-commerce 的生活时间也不是这么长但是已经改变了很多很多人的生活 and have produced an amazing e-commerce company from China 那中国的讲完 Let's go across the Atlantic 去大洋彼岸的美国也是一个科技最牛的一个公司 Apple 苹果发布会这一次苹果的发布会我昨天晚上一直收到什么、哦、说腾讯说 Live Broadcast 直播苹果发布会就是大家对苹果每一次的发布新品都很多期待、A lot of anticipation 很多的期待那 Elliot 发布会英文怎么说呢
Well Apple calls it a special event But this is a kind of product launch、
Product launch 产品发布、right. 那这次发布会的几个 highlights 亮点、highlights一个当然就是 the iPhone 6
right.
新的 iPhone 然后呢这个 iPhone 有一个很大的区别就是 it has a bigger screen 两个版本 two versions
well, that's been coming for a long time
对对对但是我自己一直用 iPhone 啊从 iPhone 4开始啊什么 4S 现在 iPhone 5我又觉得我也没有老花眼啊这个I don't need reading glasses 这个 screen 就够了但是用惯一些比如三星啊什么的安卓系统的人就觉得Oh, how can you use such a small phone? You can't even read anything, right?
Right. Well, I guess Apple has to go with the trend sometimes.
Go with the trend, 就是还是要去考虑一下现在的主流，现在的潮流啊。这个 iPhone 6，很多人就是聚焦在它的 size. One version has a bigger screen, 对不对？我们说的屏幕比较大。当然里面一些 feature function 我觉得有些人 if you're a nerd if you're really into technology 你会很重视但是对于我们一般的 the average Apple user 就是 if it looks good 什么的一个是他的这个手机然后我就看到中国很多人说哎呀我连肾都准备好了但是你现在跟我说这个在中国不首发让我怎么办So Elliot that's an insider joke 就是我们中国因为以前也发生过比较 sad 比较这个让人痛心的事情就是有人为了买一个 iPhone 居然什么把肾卖掉 they sell one of their kidneys 、
right.
你不要笑我觉得这个 very sad 所以现在大家一说苹果出一个新东西就是说我要卖一个肾但是在美国没有这样的 joke 没有这样的笑话
well we actually have a similar saying except it doesn't have to do with kidneys we'd say I give my left arm or some people say
左手臂 I give my left arm for this、
yep.
但在美国呢 you don't need kidneys 买个 iPhone 不用肾You have credit cards,、huh. 信用卡 Just put it on my credit card. I'll pay it off in 10 years.
That's right. But actually, most people in America won't buy cell phones directly. They receive them as part of a contract.
对对对，在美国一般都是买合约机。我们说的合约就是 contract. So you pay very little or nothing for the actual phone. 但是 you're locked into a long contract.
yeah, it could be 2 years minimum.
对，我们说 locked in 就是被套牢。对吧然后每个月一定要付这些钱啊然后最后还都是没有用的对不对、
right.
然后在中国呢一般我觉得大家也会签合约机可是很多买 iPhone 的人可能就是 upfront 就一次把钱都付掉了可能五六千或者更贵的啊
Right, the system is a bit different
对再问一下 Elliot 你觉不觉得 Chinese get more excited about Apple products than Americans or 在美国大家也是会很关注啊那么兴奋
Oh, I think everybody is paying a lot of attention these days. It's a global phenomenon.
是一个全球化的一个风潮。好，那这次呢，当然除了 iPhone 6以外，还有大家就是很期待的就是 iWatch.
Right.
苹果的这个手表。然后 iWatch 还长得蛮漂 亮的耶。
It looks great.
Yeah, 这个现在手表就是我们说的一个新的 trend, 就是可穿戴或者我们说的智能硬件，对吧？
Yeah.
可穿戴的英文是什么？
That's wearables, Johnny.
Wearables, 这个也是一个新的词，对吧？就是 wear, 穿的、戴的，然后你是可以穿戴的，我们就把那个动词 able 加上去，就变成一个新的名词叫 wearables.
Right.
那 wearables 现在比如说最以前那个跑步给你计步的什么 Fitbit、
yeah.
然后现在有各种各样的 wearables、啊、但是大家最 excited about 还是 the iWatch、
right.
说深圳很多厂已经什么都准备好了就要去 copy 它我自己对于里面的 feature and function 这些功能也没怎么读得太仔细 I just saw the pictures 然后说 Wow, one of the watches, one of the designs look amazing 是一个皮的表带 It has a leather strap、
right.
表带然后那个表盘是 gold 就是 it looks really classic you know it's so beautiful I gotta have one
yeah they have three versions I read and one of them is made out of real 18 karat gold
maybe that's the one I like
probably
that's gonna be pricey 最贵的一个
right and you can switch out the straps very easily so you can use any
换表带对吧、
mm-hmm.
对因为我个人对于 wearables 的一个 complaint 就是 everything is about technology feature and function I don't care I just want it to look good and have some more smart functions than my normal watch.
Well, it's a high price to pay just for looking good.
It's worth it, Elliot. It's worth every cent.
As long as you already have the iPhone, I guess it is.
对对对。那最后呢，还有一个 highlight at the special event 就是 Apple Pay.
Oh, right. The payment method.
对，就是你可以很简单的，就是他们有一些签约商户，然后你在那边消费啊什么，你可以用 Apple Pay 很简单的去支付。签约商户英文怎么说？
It's authorized business partners.
Authorized 就是已经被授权的，对吧、
right.
？Business partners.
嗯、mm-hmm.
这个事情不知道在中国大概没什么影响。现在因为我们有微信支付啊，乱七八糟，有中国很多的 companies that are already doing it.
Right.
So are you going to upgrade to the new iPhone 6?
Well, I use Android, Jenny.
Oh.
But I'm sure my family will.
嗯，好，那 are you going to get the 18 karat gold iWatch?
Several.
几个？好了好的那今天我们的节目就到这儿啊有什么问题的话呢都欢迎到 Open Language 的微博或者你可以微信公众号查找然后呢我会在上面回答你 Thank you for listening We'll see you next time Bye
Bye